In 1988, an advertising agency presented Nike with a tagline that one of its own copywriters almost did not pitch because she thought it was too simple. The line was three words. Dan Wieden wrote it in about 15 minutes the night before the presentation, inspired by the last words of a convicted murderer before his execution. The murderer said, "Let's do it." Wieden changed one word. Nike paid nothing extra for it. 38 years later, it is the most recognizable brand tagline in human history. "Just Do It" describes nothing about athletic shoes. It is not a product claim. It is not a mission statement or a value proposition or a brand purpose. It is a philosophy compressed into three words that works equally well on a running shoe, a sports bra, a golf club, a basketball, and a conversation about personal potential. It transferred meaning from a product category to a human experience, and in doing so, stopped competing in a product category. Nike stopped being a shoe company the day that tagline launched. It became something much harder to compete with. A tagline is a brand's positioning compressed to its minimum viable form. It is the single sentence or fragment of a sentence that captures what a brand stands for, what it fights against, and why someone should choose it over every other option in the market, delivered in the fewest words possible without losing any of the meaning. The lines that rewrote industries. "Think Different" ran for three words and rewrote what it meant to buy a computer. Apple was not selling processing power or storage or operating system compatibility. It was selling an identity, the identity of someone who refuses to accept the world as it is. No product claim was made. What it created was a value alignment so specific that the people who did not identify with it self-selected out, and the ones who did became the most loyal customer base in consumer electronics history. "A Diamond is Forever" was four words written in 1947 by a 24-year-old copywriter named Francis Garrity at NW Air. It ran for over 70 years. It did not sell a gemstone. It sold a permanence, a cultural equation between the physical durability of a diamond and the emotional permanence of love. De Beers did not invent the diamond engagement ring. That tagline did. It created a ritual that did not previously exist at scale by compressing a brand idea so completely that it became a cultural norm. "Got Milk?" was two words and a question mark. Running from 1993, it reversed a decade of declining milk consumption in California within a year of launch. Not an aspirational line, not a benefit claim, the fear of running out, which turned out to be a more powerful motivator than any positive benefit claim the California Milk Processor Board had tried before. "The ultimate driving machine" is four words that BMW has used in various forms since 1973. It is not a tagline about safety, or reliability, or value, or technology. It is a hierarchy claim, not a good car, not a great car, the ultimate one, that positioned the brand above every competitor without naming a single feature. The line is a challenge to every other car manufacturer to prove it wrong, and for 50 years, none of them have managed to. The paradox of the brands that do not have one. Here is where this gets interesting. Apple stopped using Think Different in 2002. Nike still uses Just Do It, but does not attach it to every piece of communication the way it once did. Amazon, Google, Patagonia, Spotify, Starbucks, and Tesla do not use a permanent corporate tagline at all. And all of them are among the most recognized, most valuable, and most discussed brands in the world. This looks like evidence that taglines are unnecessary. It is actually evidence of the opposite. Those brands do not need a tagline anymore because the tagline worked. Apple ran Think Different long enough that the idea of Apple as the brand for people who see the world differently became so deeply embedded in culture that removing the tagline did not remove the idea. The idea was already in the brand, in the product design, in the retail experience, in the packaging, in every decision the company made. The tagline was training wheels for a positioning so well executed that it eventually stood without them. Tesla does not need a tagline because Elon Musk's public behavior, the product design, the community of owners, and the cultural conversation around the company have already told you exactly what Tesla stands for. The tagline exists in everything else. Starbucks does not need a tagline because the third place experience, the customization ritual, the handwritten name on the cup, and the store environment have been executing the same positioning for 30 years without ever requiring a line to summarize it. These brands earned the right to retire the training wheels. Most brands have not done the work that earns that right. Why most brands cannot say it in five words. The reason most companies do not have a strong tagline is not because they lack a good copywriter. It is because they lack a clear positioning. A tagline is not something you write. It is something you discover. It emerges from a brand that knows specifically what it stands for, who it stands for it with, and what it refuses to be. The tagline is the compression of that clarity. If the clarity does not exist, no amount of copy will produce a line that works. Most brands today are managed by committees. Committees are structurally incapable of producing strong taglines because strong taglines require a point of view, and points of view are always polarizing, and polarizing things do not survive committee approval processes. The result is lines like innovation for a better tomorrow and building a world where everyone thrives and where quality meets excellence, phrases that say nothing because they mean everything to nobody. Taglines in the Fortune 500 have declined in usage from 74% of TV ads in 2015 to 66% in 2025. The brands ditching them are not the ones with strong enough positioning to survive without them. They are the ones that tried to write a tagline, discovered they had nothing to say, and decided absence was less embarrassing than emptiness. They are right about the embarrassment. They are wrong about what to do about it. The new stakes. In 2026, the tagline problem has a new dimension that most brand teams have not grasped yet. When someone asks ChatGPT or Perplexity or Google's AI Overview what a company does, the answer that comes back is a synthesis of everything those systems have indexed about the brand. A tagline that is specific, attributable, and semantically rich is more likely to be extracted and repeated by those systems than a polished, but generic brand statement. A vague brand is summarized vaguely. A specific brand is summarized specifically. The AI is not inventing the brand's identity. It is reflecting the one it found. A brand with a strong tagline gives every AI system that encounters it a clear, citable, attributable statement of identity that gets carried into every response that references the brand. A brand without one gets described in whatever language the AI assembles from the least specific content it can find, usually the About page, which was also written by a committee and says approximately nothing. The tagline used to be a marketing tool. In 2026, it is also search infrastructure. A specific, distinctive, strategically grounded line functions as a signal in the AI-mediated conversation about your brand that you never get to participate in directly. The brands that have one are setting the terms. The ones that do not are accepting whatever terms the algorithm assigns them. What a real tagline requires. Writing a tagline that works is not a copywriting exercise. It is a brand strategy exercise that ends in copywriting. It requires knowing with precision and honesty what your brand actually stands for and what it is willing to stand against. It requires understanding your audience well enough to know what language activates something in them. It requires the courage to say something specific enough that some people will disagree with it, because the tagline that offends nobody persuades nobody either. Just Do It told people who preferred comfort that this brand was not for them. Think Different told conformists to look elsewhere. A Diamond Is Forever told people who could not afford diamonds to feel the absence of permanence in everything they owned instead. Great taglines create belonging by creating exclusion. They are not for everyone, and that specificity is exactly what makes them work. Your brand has a tagline, or it has an explanation, and the distinction matters more in 2026 than it has at any point since Dan Wieden wrote three words on a napkin the night before a Nike presentation and changed what a shoe company could mean to a culture. Explanations do not build empires. Five words do. If you want to find yours, that is exactly the kind of work I do. You know where to find me. From yours truly, Josh Pears, thanks for listening. Find more about me at joshpears.com.